Wayland, like the village of Hopkins, had its share of devastating fires as well. Let's listen in on Barbara Sprick and Barbara Stahl.
Well, there was a fire there. They had several fires there. It seemed to take different blocks. Each fire took different blocks of the town. But the fire that we're talking about is the 1902 fire, which took the whole block of the southwest corner of Main and Superior. And there is still one building today that is still standing that survived that fire. It's behind the Wayland Hardware, and it's their storage building. It's like a barn, and it's painted red, and it's kept up very well. The background began in 1838 when a Nelson Chambers came to live in Wayland, and he built a shanty for he and his family, which eventually became the Wayland House, which sat on the southeast corner of Main and Superior. And that was the beginning of Wayland, which really then was called Chambers Corners. Gradually changed along. We're not exactly when, but the post office moved there, and they called the post office the Wayland Post Office. And then eventually the hotel became the Wayland Hotel, and then it became a village. It just kind of moved along.
The expressway changed Wayland a lot, and most of the growth is going out towards the expressway. But there are a few homes that, like ours, that do hold a lot of history and memories for the people that are there. We once had a cowbell seed company that was quite prosperous in the town. Dean's Foods. Originally, I believe it started as just a place for the people, the farmers, to come in to deliver their milk to the dairy, and it has developed into Dean's Foods that we all know. They also had a Dahlia farm. And at one time, we tried to resurrect a little Dahlia festival, but there wasn't enough interest to keep that going. But a lot of dahlias came out of Wayland at one time. So none of that exists, or in the same with a cowbell motel. But it is a very nice little bedroom community that is growing, and new homes are being built, and it's a very nice place to live.
As you're walking around, see if you can find the little red barn. I'll just wait here in the car for you.